Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are refreshed.
Yes.
And so you have some things you're wanting to talk about? Some things. Begin here. Stand if you think it's you. Yes? He's going to push your button. There you are.
Abraham, did you choose me to come here? I was communicating with you all the time. When I had the letter, the newsletter, I say, wow, 18 hours with Abraham. That's the only intention that I have, to have 18 hours with you. But you choose me to come here? I was chosen? I felt that way. I didn't do much. Everything just came to me.
Well, that is the way it is supposed to be. In other words, you tend to think that there is a lot involved in getting your life to work out the way you want it. And maybe that's because you have been, not just you, but so many of you, have been asking for things from places other than where they are really meant to come. Many of you have worked yourself into a place of not really expecting things to come easily. You are always chosen. Your life causes you to request, and source energy lines it up so that you are chosen. And to the degree that you get out of the way, you see the results of that. Why did you raise your hand just now?
Oh, I was communicating with you. I closed my eyes and I was meditating, and I say, you're going to choose me. You're gonna
and
choose
so now
me.
You're here. What do you want?
I love everything. I love what you're teaching, but mostly I practice. I live it. My question is, when you manifesting, when you have the desire and then you not see it that is happening, and why is it that you do the work, but you're still not seeing it? And I know every little tricky that
you
do.
You are asking the most important question of all about deliberate creating or about allowing your intentions to come to fruition, because the work is all done on a vibrational level before you begin to see any of the evidence of it. And so the key to deliberate creating is to maintain your vibration of expectation even before you have evidence. And you're right, most people are not very good at that. Most people say, I'll believe it when I see it. And we say, you must believe it and then you will see it. And people are very stubborn about that because you've been trained by your mother and by others around you. Esther watches herself sometimes with people that she cares about, and she wants to stand on her head and make their life perfect in every way. And then she realizes that it really is not a good precedent to send, because what it is saying is, I will make arrangements to make sure that you are provided for regardless of your vibrational state.